Just last week, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced 106 new so-called accountable care organizations as part of an effort to really redo the way we deliver health care for Medicare beneficiaries. That means that there are now more than 250 total accountable care organizations now across the country. They're serving about 4 million Medicare beneficiaries. So that's about one out of every 11 Medicare beneficiaries in the country now.
What does it mean locally?
A number of organizations now are forming in this area. And so chances are very good that a lot of people in the WTOP listening area who are on Medicare are going to be getting a letter soon from their physician saying, you are now effectively a part of our new accountable care organization. Now, this doesn't mean you're locked into seeing any particular doctors. This basically means that the doctors you are seeing now, particularly your primary care physician, have decided to coordinate with the accountable care organization, and you're going to now be getting health care in a much more proactive way, probably, than you've been getting care in the past.
So we're definitely talking about an expected improvement in care. What are we talking about in terms of quality and then dollars and cents?
Well, essentially, if you look at the philosophy around accountable care organizations, it's a whole notion of putting the patient and the patient's family in the middle of the care process, really organizing around the needs of the patient. So you should expect a lot more engagement with your primary care provider to make certain you're getting the preventive services you need to help you stay as healthy as possible, to be taking whatever medication you need to be taking on a regular basis, supporting you to modify your lifestyle if that's necessary as a way to stay healthy, and also having a memory about you over time and place. Most of these organizations are going to have or will have electronic health records, so they know exactly what's been happening to you over the last period of time. They know what lab tests you've gotten. They know what your results are. They're not going to need to order extra tests because they know what the old ones said and they know where you stand. These organizations are going to tend very carefully to handoffs. If you're in the hospital and then you go back home, they're going to be making certain that they know exactly what your discharge instructions were at the hospital, that your primary care doctor knows that you're back home and has an appointment to see you, and overall meeting a lot of quality objectives. There are 33 separate quality indicators that accountable care organizations have to meet. If all of that happens, essentially these organizations, if they are able to save money on your care because they're caring for you better, they have a financial incentive to do that with the government. Individuals themselves shouldn't see much of a difference in their costs. What they will see, we hope, is better care.
What's new at Health Affairs this week?
We took a look at the malpractice crisis for physicians, and we had an article showing that physicians overall spend about 11% of their careers with at least one open, unresolved malpractice claim against them. So essentially, 51 months of a physician's typically 40-year career, they might have a malpractice lawsuit dragging on against them. Very often, these are finally resolved, not always, of course, in the favor of the patient, sometimes in the favor of the doctor. But it gives you some insight into another reason why malpractice lawsuits are such a concern for doctors. They tend to drag on for a long period of time. And it also gives us all collectively insights into how we could make the situation better through some malpractice reforms that got more of these cases dealt with speedily.